Homes is a Yorkshire-based firm that originally started in 1992, and now, to date, they have 18 live developments across two divisions. Their sales and marketing director is Katie Charlesworth, who's been with the company since 2013. I popped along to Bishop's Glade, a brand new development in the early stages at Bishopton in Ripon, to have a chat to Katie and wander around one of their houses entitled The Warkworth. Is it still very much, because we've got the main living room to our right here, looking through glass double doors, beautiful chandelier, which my wife would have her eye on straight away. Is open plan, is it still the in thing?
What we try to do, we don't really have open plan product. Our product is more of a traditional, you know, values, you know, and build designs. We don't build square homes. We have features, you know, like to them. The lovely stone archway as you walk through the door gives you a porchway, you know, to come in from. The open plan living we try and incorporate into the kitchen and dining and family area.
Let's
whereby
just walk through to the kitchen and
whereby
just
that's
have a
where people spend most of the time nowadays, which then connects out onto a lovely, you know, like expansive garden in the rear. Minimum 10 metre back gardens on all our properties, which actually give you that lovely outdoor space for entertaining on an evening as well.
So from the front door, we've walked straight through into a dining area, looking out onto the garden at the back. The kitchen units are off to the left. The idea of the room here through another set of double doors to our right, is that just another living space?
Again, it's a multifunctional space. If you wanted this to be more like, you know, like a bar stool area, do you mean, and keep it, you know, to your main kitchen, you know, and have that then as a separate dining room, it gives you that multifunctional, you know, use of the space, which all our homes provide.
So off to the kitchen as we walk through some nice glossy walnut effect units. Presumably this is utility area.
It is, yeah. All our four-bedroom and five-bedroom homes boast a utility area. We feel that's where, because you're going to do a lot of living in this space now rather than just the cooking, we like to have, you know, the plumbing for the washing machine out of the way so that you've not got that noise distracting you when you're entertaining or having that family meal.
Okay, let's have a wander upstairs and see what goodies we find. So we're now upstairs, gorgeous plush carpets. I was like coming into a new home, the show home with the carpets. It's great. The stairway, the first thing that I've noticed, it's a nice wide stairway because so many new properties that I've been into, Katie, they're a nightmare for getting furniture into. But here, obviously, that's been thought about.
Yeah, exactly. We try and give, you know, like space to live in every single area of the home. We have like galleried staircases, you know, we can see right, you know, from one landing to the other. Beautiful spacious hallways as well. These are the family homes, you know, and the last thing you want to do is be squeezing past someone, you know, to get to somewhere. The specification is unrivaled. We do half height tiling, you know, to all the wet areas, not just splashbacks, you know, here and there. Fitted wardrobes, you know, that are all of, you know, exceptional quality. The Hammond's wardrobes that go in the master bedroom, they come as standard. Even right down to the skirting boards, the architraves, you know, the bathroom suites, you know, the taps, accessories, everything is high end. We don't scrimp on the specification.
Well, let's have a look at the bathroom that's facing us as we walk straight up the stairs. Is this the main bathroom?
That is the family bathroom, yes, in this property. As you can see, it comes with a four-piece suite. We have a vast array of tile choices and tiling design options that people can put their own personal stamp on their property. I personally like to keep the show homes nice, light, bright and very neutral. Our homes are like boutique, you know, like hotels. You'll notice when we go into the bedrooms, you know, we like to create calm, aspirational living, I suppose. It does boast four double bedrooms, and most of our houses do.
So we're now in the master bedroom. This has got a bit of a wow factor about it, hasn't it?
Again, you would say that about any show home that you walked into. We do our best to maximise space and show the rooms, you know, like, as well as the houses, you know, to the full potential.
A nice little touch how the wardrobe space it's tucked away in this in this corner off to the right hand side.
Recessed dressing area with his and hers slide and store wardrobes again, down lighters to illuminate the space as well. And in all our master bedrooms, even bed 2 and 3, you can usually fit a king size bed in there. And then, with space to move around.
Just in front of the bed, we have the ensuite. Got a nice double shower.
Beautiful. Double shower as standard. Again, you know, chrome downlighters as standard.
And then finally, Katie, at the end of the landing upstairs, we've got another real decent-sized bedroom here.
Yes, absolutely. This one's bed 2 in this house type. And again, has its own private ensuite, just straight off the master bedroom. So this particular house type comes with your 4-piece family bathroom and ensuites to bed 1 and bed 2.
Of course, with any housing development, there's always the opposition. But as Katie explains, Harron Homes is investing in Ripon, and there are many positives too.
Yeah, absolutely. Wherever we build, we do our best to integrate with the community that's already there. We see ourselves as an extension of that community. We contribute vast, you know, sums of money, you know, and it's desperately needed money, you know, in these areas as well. In Ripon alone, education donation is just under £510,000. Doesn't stop there either. We've contributed to outdoor sport, just under £60,000. Public transport, bus links to connect the new development and the existing development more with Ripon City Centre, so making it easier for people to get in and out of the city, to the tune of just £500,000. So, yeah, there's a lot, you know, that goes on that people don't realise, you know, as to what we actually bring to the area. We're also bringing new families, you know, so more custom for existing businesses to help them thrive in a market where people are doing more online, you know, like shopping and things now. The high streets, you know, are getting quieter. We're bringing more people, you know, into the city to support those local businesses. And there's also a contribution that we've made specifically for Ripon of £70,000 towards a cycle study. And this is to encourage the use of more cycles in the area, therefore reducing the number of cars, which is people's main fear when more houses crop up in the area. They fear the traffic volumes, you know, the pollution. So we actually actively contribute to saving the environment as well by contributing heavily towards these studies.
So if people want to come and have a look at this particular development, Bishop's Glade in Ripon, when are you guys open?
We're open Thursday to Monday. It's currently 10:30 until 5:30. But from the 30th of August, we are incorporating a late night opening until 7:30 on a Thursday.
If you'd like to discover more about Bishop's Glade or any other Harron Homes development, head along to their website, harronhomes.com.